Hello and welcome back to the 18 Yards podcast. Today we've got an hopefully amazing and really special episode for you guys. We're going to be talking about and listing out our top 20 teams of the last 15 years. Before I go into the criteria we've used, the ranking system we've used, scoring system we've used, we've got Ari back with us as we do every week. And Ari, just before we kick off into the main bit of the pod, why don't you, you know, first couple of weeks of the season, the Serie A is back, the Premier League is back in full flow, the transfer window is going, La Liga is going as well. Give us your thoughts. What have you been liking so far? What have you been disliking so far?
If I had to use one word for, you know, the first couple of weeks of the new season, I think it'll be electric. I mean, the entire atmosphere with the fans coming back into the stadiums, you know, a lot of these players who were just coming in, who've improved a lot, for example, Antonio or Vinicius, you know, I'm just liking the entire vibe around the season till now. Hopefully it continues for the next 9 months and hopefully we get to see the same kind of football that we've been seeing for the last 2 weeks for till the season gets over. But yeah, I mean, it's been an excellent start to the season. I'm liking every bit of it. What about you?
Yeah, like you said, it's been a pretty exciting season so far. I've particularly, you know, I mean, we talk a lot about the Premier League, but I've particularly liked the Serie A. I mean, it's been a blistering start. I've seen a 2-2 Juve Udinese, brilliant game between Roma and Fiorentina. It had two red cards. We've had a fantastic Inter performance, and like Matt, who joined us last week, said, you know, not to write Inter off. We spoke a lot about the Serie A, and for anyone who didn't have a chance to hear that episode, I would definitely recommend go and have a listen. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting, like you said. Hopefully, it carries on like this. I'm not going to go on too long because we've got a very exciting couple of minutes coming up for you guys, and I don't want to cut into the time we've got for that. So going straight to it, I think it's important to say that for this, the topic of this episode, we were inspired by a video that Sky Sports did. I think it was either last year or the year before that, where they ranked the greatest ever British teams. So I mean, we haven't been that extensive. What we've instead done is we've looked at the best European teams, the best teams from across Europe in the last 15 years. So we sort of based our point system off what Sky Sports had. So there are 5 points for each Champions League win, 4 points for winning your league, 3 points for winning a Europa League, 2 points for your cup, 1 point for winning the Super Cup or the Club World Cup, 2 points for finishing second in the Champions League, and 1 point for coming second in your league. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this criteria in the description of the episode. So anyone who wants to refer to it while we're talking can have a look. And for everyone watching on YouTube, you'll have the, I think Ari will put the point system in for you guys. So what we've done is we've named 20 teams. We've listed 20 teams by the point system. We'll go from 20 to 15 using point system, and then we'll list out the points of each. We'll put in the points of each team towards the end of the episode, but the top 15 teams we'll rank on our own. So based off our opinions of what we've seen of them, clips, or we've seen them live, we've seen them on TV, so et cetera, et cetera. So the top 15 will sort of be an eye test, and the bottom five are going to be using the criteria. And then we'll, right at the end, we'll list out the 20 using the point system. So Ari, I'm going to let you get right into it with number 20. I think, you know, we had 19 teams going off the point system. We had 19 teams that we were looking at. We were looking for a 20th. And we thought that we could have Leicester City in here. They come in 20th. They've only got 4 points for the solitary league win. But, you know, I mean, what a win that was. I mean, what a season that was. I don't particularly enjoy talking about it because, you know, I think it was Spurs' best chance of winning the league. And as we do, we bottled it. But I'll let you get into that Leicester team.
Like you said, I mean, this pick is purely because of the vibes. You know, in no way is Leicester one of the greatest teams to have played in the last 15 years, but we put their name because of what they did was truly exceptionally amazing, you know, to win the league after just escaping relegation the year before and to do it in such a fashion, you know, with players like Mahrez and Jamie Vardy just, you know, just announcing themselves to the world in amazing, amazing fashion. So at 20th, it's just, you know, just to start off the entire episode on a good note, on a good vibe, it's Leicester City of 2015-2016 that won the Premier League.
Right. I think a point I forgot to mention, and I mean, you'll have to excuse us here because it's 3:30 a.m. and we've been doing research for the past 3 or 4 hours and making up this list for you guys. I did forget to mention that we're going to be looking at certain eras. So, for example, the Real Madrid team that won 4 Champions Leagues in 5 seasons. So we're going to be classing them those 5 years as their era. The Barca team of 2008 to 2011 and so on and so forth. We'll keep putting that into the conversation while we're talking about it. Moving on from Leicester City in 20th, we've got the recent Champions League winners, Chelsea. With 6 points again. Now, another point, we have put all 15 winners of the Champions League in the last 15 seasons into this ranking because we think that's essential. I think if you win the Champions League, you're automatically one of the best teams, you know, in the past couple of years. So Chelsea, I mean, very quickly, very rocky start to the season. Thomas Tuchel really came in and steadied the ship. And they've looked a force ever since. We've seen it this season. They're looking really, really good. I have them as my Premier League winners for this season. They'll probably do well in the Champions League. But, you know, I mean, one thing is winning it. Another is keeping it. Only a certain few teams have been able to do that. So, yeah, Chelsea's in at 19 with 6 points.
And just to say that, you know, Chelsea's era hasn't ended yet. So we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe it's just a beginning of an insane era under Thomas Tuchel. So, but for now, because of the 15 years and because you cannot predict football, especially in the future, Chelsea 2021, the team just has 6 points because of this already win in the Champions League.
Right. So moving on from Chelsea, we've got to the 2006-07 AC Milan team. Champions League winners, Super Cup winners. You know, I mean, they got revenge over Liverpool in that final. They had a fantastic team. They had Kaká, they had Andrea Pirlo, they had Hernan Crespo. They had a really, really good team and managed by Ancelotti. I think they did deserve to win a Champions League. So yeah, I mean, if you've not seen them play, go have a look on YouTube. They played some really fluid, exciting football. Moving on from...
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment because the next team is the reason that I support Real Madrid. It's Real Madrid, Mourinho's Madrid, 2010 to 2013. Obviously, it doesn't have many points because it was they didn't win a Champions League. Unfortunately, they lost on penalties in the semifinals. But they were a really exciting team to watch. I mean, I started supporting Madrid because I started watching Mourinho's Madrid. They had peak Ronaldo, they had Higuain, Benzema, Di Maria, Ozil. They had a host of excellent players and they were always competing with Pep's Barcelona, peak Barcelona. And they were the first team in world football, in European football, to reach 100 points. So obviously they don't have many points, but I mean, this is one of my personal favorites because of the history involved, emotional history involved with the team.
In 16th, we've got another Real Madrid team. Real Madrid team of 6-7 and 7-8. I mean, this is a little tough for us to comment on this team because it was, I think, at a time where we had just started watching football. But you know, they won two leagues back to back, therefore they have the 8 points, and they're slotted in here, not 16th, tied 16th with the 10, 11, 12, 13 Real Madrid, Jose Mourinho led Real Madrid. Moving on to number 15, the last of our sort of point ranked teams is 13, 14 to 2015, 2016, Sevilla. Three Europa Leagues on the trot. They're still known as the Europa League team. I think they've won maybe four or five in the last decade or so.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you face them in the Europa League, you know you're in trouble. They were brilliant for three seasons, so that's why they've got the 9 points, and they're slotted here in 15th. Now, this is sort of where it gets exciting. So while we go along, we'll be taking you through the points that the team we're ranking has, and then me and Ali will sort of be discussing where we rank this team and why. So this is not based on the points. The ranking you're going to hear right now is not based on points. This is based sort of on what me and Ariman think about these 14 teams that are left. So Ali, kicking it off, we've got, I would probably put 17, 18 to 19, 20 PSG in here.
I completely agree with you on this, 100%.
I think, you know, Ligue 1 is number five when it comes to the top five leagues. I never like, you know, talking badly about any league, because every league has its own challenges, its own styles of play. But I think, you know, the way PSG dominate and have dominated for the last decade, and with the sort of financial disparity that exists, I think the minimum you can ask is to win the league and the domestic cups, and which is where most of their points come from. They've got 16 points from the league, winning the league and the domestic cup, and then 2 points for being Champions League runners-up. I think the 1920.
I'm just going to start and say that even the Champions League run, where they reached the semi-finals, was just a single leg Champions League. I mean, they just narrowly beat Atlanta in the quarters, which could have gone either way if it was a two leg tie. So that being their only Champions League final appearance in the history of the club, plus all the money that they spent to reach there, I'm just not a fan of the PSG team. Not currently, not ever.
Right. So we've got PSG in 14th. I think we both agree there. And coming in at 13, I would probably have, it's a little tough, but I would probably go 2011, 2012 to 2015, 2016 Atletico Madrid here. I think they did win the La Liga. They were in the Champions League final twice, and they have a Europa League, which puts them at 14 points using the point system that we sort of edited from the one that Sky Sports had. But I think, you know, I mean, they did end up losing those two Champions League finals. And the teams that are sort of in here above them, just, it's not nothing bad on Atletico's part. I just think that the other teams in here have much more than Atletico.
I mean, I disagree with you on this, because I'm looking at Dortmund 2010, 2012, 13, and I see the team just not being the same at the same level as that Atletico team. I mean, that Atletico team beat the Madrid-Barcelona duopoly in the league. They won it, and they reached two Champions League finals, whereas Dortmund just reached one Champions League final.
Yeah, I'll flip that for you, okay? That Dortmund team won two league titles back-to-back, and then they finished runners-up in the season that they went to the Champions League final in. They took that final to penalties like Atletico did, I think, both times. But, I mean, I feel that, you know, that was I would probably still have Dortmund above Atletico, because they did end up sort of winning the two league titles Both teams had won two trophies, but I just feel that the trophies that Dortmund won in that period were more influential.
But Atletico was much better in the Champions League, and that's the biggest competition you can play. I mean, they reached two finals, one final, and they lost extra time. Mind you, that too, they were winning until obviously the iconic Ramos moment of scoring the last minute of the game. Dortmund lost the final 2-1. The one goal they scored was from a penalty. And then Atletico, the next final that they played, they were dominating Madrid. They took the game to penalties. They lost because Griezmann missed a penalty in the penalty shootout. So I think Atletico Madrid, and even the season that they did not reach the final, they reached the semi-final once when Madrid won it a year. And they reached the quarterfinals on every occasion. So I think Atletico Madrid, I mean, they were the better team than Dortmund. I mean, Dortmund had a peak to reach the Champions League finals. And then they sort of dropped off, you know. And before that also, they weren't really doing much in the Champions League. They were barely making of the group stages. So I think because Atletico was just more consistent on the biggest stage. And that's why I think they were the other
team. You make a compelling case, and I will concede this one to you. So then instead of Atletico coming in at 13, we've got Dortmund coming in at 13. And they coincidentally have 13 points as well. They won the league in 2010-11. They won the league again in 2011-12. They were in the Champions League final in 2012-13. And they have 13 points over a span of 3 years using our system. You know, this is where this Dortmund team is where Klopp came in, implemented his style. Sort of, it was one of the initial teams that started using the gegenpress. He then made his way to Liverpool because of his exploits in and at Dortmund. I think it was a really, really exciting team to watch. We've got it now here at 13. In 12th with 14 points, we have Atletico Madrid. Like we just discussed, Ari, I think, explained a lot about Atletico, about why this team was so good, why they deserve to be in this top 20. And I think, you know, they were margins away from winning at least one Champions League. Second game went to penalties. The first one, obviously, they lost it right at the death. They're in here at 12th. Coming in at 11, I have the Liverpool team from 17-18 to 19-20.
I agree with you.
Again, you know, I mean, if Yuvan was here, I don't think he'd be too happy about this. But again, it's sort of not really the fact that this Liverpool team is bad or is not good. I think the fact that all these teams are in the list make them very, very good teams. But it's just that I'm looking at the teams above this and I just see a lot more in terms of league winners, in terms of trophy caliber. Obviously, this Liverpool team did end the 30-year drought. They brought the Champions League home. They won the league. They came second in, I think, probably the most tightly contested title race we've had in a while. It's a fantastic team. But, you know, I mean, I just feel that the 10 teams above them had much more, but had slightly more. I'm just looking at this and probably, you know, the team that comes right above them, which we'll get into, is sort of, you could argue that Liverpool could go in at 10 here. But I think for me, Man City 17-18
to 21. I agree with you. I mean, Liverpool, it's honestly very close between this Liverpool team and that City team. But I think City edges it just because, you know, we've always said Premier League is a league that's open to at least 6-7 teams every year. But then Pep Guardiola comes in and City won 3 out of 4 Premier League. So I think he's made that league his own. For that reason, I mean, to dominate a league such as the Premier League while also being the first English team to win the domestic treble in one of the seasons. that we've listed out. So I think because of that reason, I think City edges past Liverpool, even though they haven't won the Champions League in that era. But you know, the City team is just so good to watch. I mean, smooth football, you know, passing. It's just beautiful football that Pep, we've always related to Pep. So I think as our 10th team, I think City 2017 to 2021 should be there.
Yeah, and I think they did get 17 points from the scoring criteria. And I think, you know, I mean, a lot of people will make the case that, you know, this team, they've won 3 league titles, they've got to a Champions League final, they've won the FA Cup. And, you know, I mean, we're not even counting League Cups here, but they've won countless League Cups. But I think what, you know, makes a difference in the 10 teams that are in the sort of 9 teams that are above them is the Champions Leagues. And, you know, Liverpool fans will say, but we have a Champions League. And City fans will argue, saying we've got 3 leagues, you've got 1. I think that's why this 10th, 11th is so close, you know, and so closely contested, is because one is the importance of winning the Champions League, and one is, you know, the importance of winning multiple league titles. And we've got an interesting episode coming out next month about this, where me and Ari go head to head and debate which one is better, which one is sort of more prestigious or harder to win, the league or the Champions League, and you can hear that with us next month. But moving on from City in 10th, we've got, I would probably say, Chelsea 2009, 2010 to 2012-13. They've got a league title, they've got a Champions League title, a Europa League title. They've finished second in the league. So I mean, you know, they've basically, I mean, done it all. They had, you know, a lot of managers, but I think the core of the squad was pretty much the same, especially from 2010-11 onwards. That Champions League run was pretty amazing because they came sixth that season. But you know, Roberto Di Matteo took over in the middle of the season, won the Champions League, and we've basically never seen him since. So, you know, I mean, Drogba winning that game with his last kick for Chelsea. Pretty, I mean, I love the romance in football, and even though I'm a Spurs fan, that was pretty nice to see. What do you think? What did you think of this Chelsea side over the years? And obviously, they had to challenge... For most of it, they had to challenge Alex Ferguson and Manchester United.
I think it's really, I think again, for me, it's really close between two teams. It's either Chelsea 2009 to 2012, or Juventus 2014 to 2017. I think it's really close between these two teams for me. But I think you rightly said, Juventus reaching 2 Champions League finals and winning the league and the cup for 4 consecutive years, I think. That's what pips them in front of Chelsea. But I think in 8th, it has to be Juventus. In my opinion, it's Juventus 2014 to 2017. Even though they reached the Champions League finals twice, unlike Atletico Madrid, they were completely dominated and thrashed in both the Champions League finals. I mean, they lost the first one 3-1 to Barcelona, and second one, they lost 4-1 to Real Madrid. I think losing 4-1 and 3-1 the Champions League final is... you're getting thrashed, in simple words. And this era, they were already winning the league before it and after it. So the league doesn't have much weightage, in my opinion. And if I'm looking at the teams 1 to 7th, I think they won more Champions League than Juventus have. And 2, they were just better teams. So I think in 8th, I'd put Juventus, even though they had some good players and a good manager. They had Pirlo, who was playing his last days in European football at that moment. They had Gigi Buffon. Obviously, they had the evergreen centre-back pairing of Chiellini and Bonucci. They had good players, but they end of the day, they got thrashed in the Champions League final twice. So I think that's why they're eighth, in my opinion.
I agree. I think, you know, again, they don't have a Champions League. Chelsea do. So, you know, there could even be a case of putting, like there was a case of putting Liverpool over City. There could be a case of putting Chelsea over Juventus. But I would probably counter that with Serie A is, I mean, Juventus have dominated Serie A for a long, long time. And Serie A is not a league that, you know, is naturally dominated. Now it has been, but they've been so good. And getting to two Champions League finals in the span of 3 years, winning the league title all 3 years, winning the Coppa Italia all 3 years. I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, they're showing for 6 trophies and 2 Champions League finals in those 3 years. I think that puts them definitely, I think that cements their place in eighth for me. But, you know, I mean, as we're talking, this is so tough to rank. So, I mean, you can, everyone's going to have their own opinion of where they see which team. Moving on from 8th in 7th, I think now it's going to really get... I'm going to let you drop the team first. Who do you have?
I'm going with Inter Milan 2007-2010. Obviously, you know, they were a good team. They won 5 Serie A's in a row from 2005-2010, if I'm not wrong. Jose Mourinho comes in. They win the treble in 2010. Samuel Eto'o coming in from a treble winning Barca side and winning the treble again with Inter Milan. They had a good team, but you know, the teams above them are just better, you know. I don't know much about this Inter team. All I know is you know, they had Milito, who scored 2 goals in the final. They had Mourinho as manager, who won the second ever third ever treble in European history. And force in Italian football. But, you know, like I said, the teams above them are just much better than this Inter team. So for me, Inter 7th.
I think this is the main point where we're going to disagree. I think I would have this Inter team in my top 5. Simply because they won the league title in 2007-2008. They won the league title in 2008-2009. They came second in 9-10 and they won the Champions... and they won it in 9-10 again. Sorry, my bad. Obviously, they won the treble. They won 3 league titles on the trot, a Champions League. They won the third ever treble in European history, first in Italian history. And this is not an Inter team that sort of, when you started that Champions League season, you could have said, okay, this is the team to watch. They're going to win the Champions League. You know, I mean... Mourinho led them to this Champions League win out of nowhere. And I think for me, that counts as something. For me, obviously, when you look at the teams above this, you look at them and say, okay, in September when the Champions League started, yeah, they're going to be in the final. They're going to be in the semi-final. This Inter team wasn't that. You know, and I think they played some amazing football. They were really good defensively. And I feel they should be above the team, at least that they beat in that 2009-10 final, Bayern. Bayern in the seasons that we are classing this Bayern team, they came second in the Champions League and their league. They came second again in the league the season after, and then they won the Champions League. So they do have 2 finals, but they won only one of them, and they've got also a treble. I see more trophies on the Inter side. I see a better story. I just feel Bayern should, Inter should be at least 6th, if not 5th.
My only point in placing this Bayern team above this Inter team is that Bayern reached 2 consecutive Champions League finals. I mean, that in itself is a great achievement, to reach Champions League final for 2 consecutive years. I mean, apart from Real Madrid and Liverpool, I can't remember any other team who's done it apart from this Bayern team. 2 consecutive finals, and 1 final they lost on penalties, and the other they were the better team throughout the game against Dortmund, which they won 2-1. So I think for that reason, that's the only reason why I'm putting Bayern above Inter Milan.
But you know, I mean, at the end of the day, they reached the finals. But you know, I mean, they reached more finals, but they won the same amount as Inter, you know. And I
My
just feel that
thing is,
Inter had a bigger mountain to climb, and I think that's why this is so much more of an achievement for Inter.
But the thing is, for that, for
Mourinho
that,
still that this is that was the best team that he coached.
But the thing is, for that year, Inter had a tougher mountain to climb. But the thing is, Inter years before that, Inter didn't even reach the Champions League semi-final in the 2 years before that, the year eras that we've taken.
They won their league. We're not only basing this off the Champions League, right? They won their league three times on the trot. In this span of 4 years, not three, in which we're looking at Bayern, which is a longer period of time in which you're looking at Inter, Bayern won the league once in the last year. So, okay. I mean, Bayern has three trophies to show from this period of time, while Inter has, I think, three plus five. So, I mean, I just feel that, I mean, even on the point system, Bayern are only taking this because they got to more finals. They got to three finals, were Champions League finals in that time period, which is that's why they're in this top six.
Fine. I mean, what you're saying is not wrong. What you're saying is correct. So I think let's put Bayern at seven. 2009-2013 Bayern Munich in seventh, and Inter Milan in sixth.
Would you have them sixth or fifth?
Sixth. I think the Barcelona team led by MSN, it's iconic. I mean, they had the best attacking trio in the history of football. It's a more iconic team, in my opinion.
Right. I guess, yeah. Plus, they won the sextuple, which is, again, an amazing feat. So then we can go Inter in sixth. I would even have Inter Barcelona tied, but I think we can have Barcelona fifth. They again same amount of trophies, if I'm not wrong. Inter actually had more trophies than this Barcelona team. It just sort of goes to show, you know. I mean, this Barcelona team will be remembered in, you know,
forever,
in all our minds because of MSN. But they ended up having less trophies than Inter. But again, it's not solely based off trophies. Yeah. They got the same amount of points as Inter from the scoring system. I would have this as a tie in fifth, if you'd have it. If you insist on having them.
Fifth. No ties.
Okay. Then why don't you get into this Barcelona team a little bit?
This Barcelona team gave me nightmares. I mean, being a Madrid fan, they won the league, they won the domestic cup, and they won the Champions League. And you know, there was peak Spanish football, in my opinion. You know, Ronaldo at his peak, Messi at his peak, MSN versus BBC. I think that was a really good time to be alive, especially for a La Liga fan. So I think for me, this Barca team was brilliant. You know, they had, like we've already discussed, they had Neymar, Suarez, Messi, South American trio, you know, scoring more than 150 goals, 130, 140 goals combined in a season. It's just mad. And plus, I think they had a better team than Inter Milan. It's overall better team than Inter Milan. They had an excellent midfield with Rakitic, Iniesta, Xavi and Busquets. They had the best attacking trio in the history of world football. And they had a brilliant defense. So I think being the better team than Inter Milan and, you know, being more iconic is why I have them above them in fifth position.
Right. I'm just looking at our list here and I have a bit of a suggestion. So we've got, I think, the top three. Anyone who's watched football in the last 15 years will know the top three. But in fourth, we currently have the Bayern team from 17-18 to 19-20. I actually see no reason that this Bayern team should be above the other two treble winners that we've just discussed. So, I mean, I would probably suggest dropping them down to sixth, moving Barca up to fourth and Inter up to fifth.
No, I mean, I have them fourth because neither did this Barca team nor this Inter team win the sextuple. This Bayern team won the sextuple.
Right, but I mean, we're basing that off, like, you know, basically 2 1-off games and then the club.
No, but the thing is, in history of football, only two teams have won the sextuple. Barcelona, which we'll talk of like one of the top two teams, Pep's Barca, and this Bayern team. The only two teams have won the sextuple in the history of football. Plus, this Bayern Munich team gave us iconic performances all throughout their Champions League campaign. They walked the league. They won the, I mean, like I said, they won the sextuple. And they were clearly, clearly the best team in the Champions League, regardless of them winning it. I think they, I mean, Inter Milan, obviously, you might have a soft spot for Inter Milan because of Mourinho and because of you being an Italian football fan, but I'm looking at the reality now because as a completely neutral person, I think this Bayern team was much better. I mean, they had a player who deserved the Ballon d'Or that season. It didn't happen, unfortunately, because of Corona.
I think where I'm coming from is that obviously I'm sort of looking at the last season as well, which we're not supposed to do. And sort of I was looking at the fact that, you know, when you look at these teams, especially when they've been so good, so close to when you're watching football, sort of, I guess it doesn't, the impact of what they've done doesn't sort of really, you know, dawn on you. So I think you make a compelling case again, and this Bayern team can go forth. And I think what you said leaves not much to be said, but, you know, the 8-2, Alphonso Davies running down the wing. I actually really thought that they were going to create a legacy like Madrid did, but you know, it wasn't to be. We had quite a different Champions League season last year.
Unfortunately, Lewandowski got injured. I mean, who knows if he was fit for the PSG game? It could have been a completely different story.
Right. So moving now into the top three, I think these are probably the three best teams that I've ever seen while watching football. I've seen a couple of them play live, especially the I watched the two team in number three and number two play the Champions League final, and Messi was just scary. But I think in number three, we'll both have the same team. It's the 2007, 2008 to 2010 to 2011 Manchester United team led by Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
I think in terms of managers, from all the managers, great managers that have managed the 20 teams in this list, I would still have Fergie as the best. I think there's been, in terms of tactics, Pep may be better, Mourinho may be better. But I think overall, man management, the way he saw the game, I think there hasn't been anybody better so far. And, you know, just a side point, if anyone's not seen the documentary on him that came out, I think in May, it's a must watch. Definitely find it and watch it. But yeah, talking about this team, this is the team that I started watching football with, because I think around when this team was at its peak, you know, that's when I got into football. You know, everyone loved Ronaldo, so naturally I ended up watching a lot of United. The Champions League win in 2008 on penalties versus Chelsea. They were back in the Champions League final in 2009, back in the Champions League final in 2011. They won, I think, in these 4 years, they won the league title in 2007, 2008, 2009, 9-10, I think Chelsea won it, and 10-11, they won it again. You know, I mean, a great team. They had the likes of Rooney, Carrick, Giggs, Ronaldo till 2009. A fantastic backline. I mean, I'm full of praise for this team, and I don't even support United. And I think all United fans have really, really fond memories of this team. And you know, but in the end, they're third because they were beaten twice by the team in second. And by our scoring criteria, United here got 23. And the team that we both, again, I think, have in second, Barcelona, 2008-2010-11, got 28. You know, I mean, what do you say about such teams? You know, two Champions Leagues, multiple league titles, first team to do the sextuple. You know, just absolutely phenomenal. I think this is where sort of Messi broke out. This is where we saw Pep become the master tactician that he is. And, you know, Ari, they were the team that probably gave you your earliest football nightmare. So I'll let you take it away.
I mean, this Barcelona team had my favorite player of all time, David Villa. And I still hated them because of what they did to Madrid. I mean, I still remember that Champions League semi-final. It was the first Champions League that I ever watched as a kid. 2010-2011, Madrid versus Barca semi-final Clasico, and Messi ruined us. Messi cut 3-4 Madrid defenders, and then he cut Casillas, and then he scored a solo goal in the Champions semi-final. I think this team was just brilliant. This team redefined football. It redefined all the tactics. This team introduced false nine to the world. And you know, this was peak Pep Guardiola. I mean, you know, people say a lot of shit to Pep Guardiola for not doing anything in City, even after spending billions, not doing anything Bayern Munich. But people often forget what he did for this Barcelona team will be echoed throughout history for the rest of time. I mean, I can't praise this team enough, even though Barcelona is the team I hate the most. But this 2008-2011 Barcelona team was just something else. I mean, a lot of people would make a good compelling argument as to this team should be the first team on the list. And I can't say no to them, because whatever they will say is true. This team can be second, this team can be first. Same goes with the team that's coming up next. I think you all already know which team that is going to be. But I think, like you said, I mean, man, you can't speak enough about this Barcelona team.
Right. You know, I think if we were ranking this by playing style, this would be, it wouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, in first, we have Madrid 13-14 to 17-18. You can't deny, I mean, I doubt we'll ever see a legacy like this again. And I can already see the smile on your face. And you're itching to talk about this. So I'm not going to, you know, waste time here. So why don't you just tell us about this team? Bale, Benzema, Cristiano, Modric, Cruz, Casemiro, you know, Xabi Alonso right at the beginning there, Di Maria. Amazing players. Why don't you get into it?
I think it all started with Bale's arrival. I mean, I still remember his first interview, and he said, "The only reason I've joined Madrid is because I want to win the Champions League." And, you know, he did it. He reached the final and he scored in the final of the Champions League. And, you know, wow, what a final. I remember watching it in the common room. We were losing 1-0. And out of nowhere, Sergio Ramos scores a header in the 93rd minute. Just imagine the scenes. Imagine being a Madrid supporter that time. I mean, I still have goosebumps talking about that moment. We won the first Champions League. Second, in 2014-15, we did go trophy-less, but we broke a few records. I mean, we went on a 22-game winning run. We scored more than 100 goals in those 22 games, which is a record. And we lost narrowly to Juventus in the semi-final because Alvaro Morata decided to turn up against his old club. But and then the 3 years he won back to back. I mean, no team in Champions League history, I mean, since it got rebranded in 1993, no team has won it twice in a row. Madrid won it thrice in a row. So that just speaks volumes about the team that it was. You know, it beat Cristiano Ronaldo. He scored around 60 goals in these 5 seasons. you know, top score in all of these five seasons. And, you know, this, you talk about people started to watch football because of this team. And I think that in itself is why we should put this team top of the list. And even in the point, even if you look at the point system, Madrid has 36 points and the second team, Barca, has 28 points. There's an 8-point difference between Madrid and Barcelona, which is just insane because of the four Champions League that Madrid has won. I mean, I love this team. I mean, this is one of my happiest memories in my life have come from these 5 years. So, I mean, I can go on and on about this team for days, months and years. But what do you think, Rai? I mean, obviously, you must have watched it.
You know, I was a big, big Bale fan. You know, and while it wasn't nice to see him leave, at that time, Spurs were much smaller than even what we are now. Like, you know, I mean, I'm a little annoyed that Harry Kane wants to leave now. I completely understood that Bale was leaving. It was like, I mean, sure, obviously he's going to leave when Madrid come calling. So I followed Madrid very closely. You were talking about the 13-14 final. I was really happy to see Bale get that second goal, you know, the goal that actually put you guys over the line. So I followed Madrid closely. I pretty much supported them in all the finals, barring the one against Juventus. And, you know, I think you summarized it really, really well. I think in terms of playing style, Barcelona was surely a better team. That 2008 to 2011 Barcelona. But I think when it comes down to brass tacks, you're not going to see a legacy like Madrid, like that Madrid team again. And, you know, I mean, they have fantastic players. Zidane in his first 3 years of management got 3 Champions Leagues. I mean, that's insane. And it just shows you how amazing that team was. So I think that they're a fitting team to have in first place. And just to wrap it up, what we can do is we can count off our top 20 and then have a look at the top 20 ranked by the point system. And we'll be posting both on our social media. And you guys can comment what you think, where we've gone wrong, and how you'd structure these 22, these 20 teams. So I'll take it from 20th again. We've got Leicester in 20th, Chelsea in 19th. AC Milan in 18th, Real Madrid in 17th, 6-7-7-8 Real Madrid in 16th, tied actually with 10-11-12-13 Real Madrid. Then in 15th place, we have 2013-2014 to 15-16 Sevilla. In 14th place, we have 2017 to 2018 till 2019-20 PSG. Then in 13th, we've got the Dortmund side of 2010 to 2013. In 12th, we've got Atletico Madrid, 2011 to 2016. In 11th, we've got Liverpool, 2017 to 2020. In 10th, we've got Man City, 2017 to 2021. In 9th place, we've got Chelsea, 2009 to 2013. In 8th place, we've got Juventus 2014 to 2017. In 7th, we've got Bayern 2009 to 2013. In 6th, we've got Inter Milan 2007 to 2010. In 5th, we've got Barcelona 2013 to 2016. In 4th, we've got Bayern 2017 to 2020. In 3rd, we've got United 2007 to 2011. In 2nd, we've got 2008 to 2011 Barca. And in first place, and in our opinion, the best team of the last 15 years, 2013 to 2018, Real Madrid. So that's what we've got the rankings at. I'm going to get cotton mouth if I say 2000 again. So we're just going to post the point system rankings because I don't want anyone listening to get confused. So yeah. That was our attempt at ranking the listing out the top 20 teams of the last 15 years. Let us know your thoughts on our top 20 and how we've ranked it. And obviously you can have a look when we post it on social media. Stay tuned for the next couple of episodes. We've got the FPL show coming back this week. We'll be talking about the league that's gone by, how we're editing our team. I haven't had the best start. But let's see how it goes. You know, plenty of football to come. We'll be talking about it all over the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. Thank you, Ali. Thank you for joining
us. Stay safe, guys.